It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's an interesting act you have there. What do you call yourself? And they say, the Aristocrats.
Hey, that's the Aflac duck.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, BYOB Friday, as we're waiting for our fabulous big party on the 8th out at Bungalow Billiards tonight. Let's bring in our special guest, a very, very funny person with an incredible resume. No kidding.
Please bring her in, Jim.
That I'm pretty jacked up about. Liz Winstead.
Yes.
Liz, just for those of you that might not know, she is the co-creator of The Daily Show, and she is the co-founder of Air America.
Wow.
She's not with either of those organizations anymore. Entertainment Weekly's 100 Most Creative People, and here she
is.
Liz Winstead.
Hi, Liz. How are you? Very nice to meet you. How are you?
I was in the green room drinking my beer.
Can I say what? You have captured the spirit of BYOB Friday. Sit down.
Have a seat.
And I
relax.
Heard my name being called, and I said, I think that's me, and I think that means that the next step is for me to be on the radio.
You are on the radio. Let me explain if you've never been here before, and I don't believe I've ever seen you here before.
I have not been.
This is BYOB Friday. This
was
born out of the morning show, got to go to Atlantic City, and I was jealous. So I invited the midday show to come on my show and have a cocktail, and it was so darn successful that management said, why don't you do it every Friday? And being an alcoholic, I said, yes!
Well, I have to tell you, I was slightly insulted. I walked into the radio station. Passed the room with all of the beer and the martinis.
Yes.
And brought to a different green room.
Yes.
That has nothing.
Did one of the interns immediately ask if you wanted an adult beverage?
No, I wandered around like a big lush saying, can I have one of those?
I like the fact, usually I like that. We've had guests that sometimes we have to really push it on. Some guests, are like you, where's mine? And this is, we prefer the guests that really want to have an adult beverage.
I'm a Minnesota girl, you know, we like a beer on a Friday.
Oh, Minnesota.
Mike says, oh my God. Look out the window.
Jeez, I'm telling you what right now here. It's great to be here and have a beer with you handsome fellas.
Handsome workers. Boy, you'll have to have a few more before that. Now, Rob Spiewak has been on the Physician's Weight Loss Diet Program. And officially today, you have had your first beer on BYOB Friday.
This is very exciting for me. So to all of us, I say cheers.
Cheers. Now, welcome.
Talked about your kimono cozy?
No, it's not a kimono. It's a Hawaiian shirt.
Incidentally,
okay, guess again.
When he asked him, who gave him that?
Who gave you that?
Katie did.
Katie's coming in here, too.
She'll be in shortly.
Okay.
She works on our delay button in the other room, so if we say something badly, it doesn't get on the air.
Right,
and the program director is going to be subbing for her, so she can come in and participate, because what we usually do is we have one celebrity guest, like yourself, and then we have one person come in who is part of the staff here that doesn't get a chance to do this during the week, and so that's what Katie's doing. And I'll be very curious to ask Katie why she has only provided a cute little Hawaiian shirt cozy for one member of the crew. I'm very, very curious about that.
Yes.
I mean, I believe I'm drinking
one of those.
I'm drinking a cold beer. Our guest Liz Winstead is drinking a cold beer. We would like to keep our beverages cold as well.
Well, someone's a little special, Mike. And that someone is me.
Special. Yeah.
You're a special person.
Thank you.
Yes,
this
he comes to
delicious.
Work on the little beer bus.
All right, before we just get completely out of control, and incidentally, Liz, I know you're performing tonight. Liz is going to be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. For info and tickets, go to arlingtondrafthouse.com. You are welcome to stay here right up until showtime, and they will pour you out on stage. That's fine with us. Stay as long as you like.
I'm sure that they would appreciate so much a big, gluggy.
How you doing?
I'm so glad I'm here.
Want to see. Now, I've got a bunch of questions for you, and I want to know what's with your resume. Not only is it extensive, but it is a tad controversial.
Yes, I have controversy in my
So I want to know what's off limits, what's not off limits, what you can talk about, what you can't talk about.
You know, here's what I say. I say to anybody, ask me any question you want. If I can't answer it, I'll say, you know what? I don't feel like answering that.
Okay,
put it out there. I don't care.
I'll get right to the probably the fresh controversy with you. Not only did you co-create the Daily Show, but you were co-founder of Air America.
Is that
right? And then there was a bit of a problem with Air America.
Yes.
And I knew I read about lawyers and all that crap.
Yes.
And
financial trouble.
Air America. Can you talk about that?
Sure, a little bit.
Okay. What happened over there? It sounded to me like the only thing I know about Air America is when they launched, the popular conception was that that you needed a network to kind of go up against the incredible plethora of all of these different right-wing radio hosts that we had. And Air America was formed for that, you know, kind of a left-wing side of things and, you know, to offer that. And it didn't get the kind of traction that it would and all
Well, there wasn't any money. There was a there was a
So there wasn't any money from the beginning.
Well, there was we were told there was money.
Right.
And, you know, all of us are so smart and insightful. I have done things in my career that would indicate I might have a good sense of intuitiveness. But I decided to quit my job and go and work for a guy from Guam. Who is going to put up $30 million on a radio network.
Right.
Who is now, was just arrested.
Oh, dear.
For other dealings where there wasn't really money involved.
So the Air America guy was, you worked for the guy from Guam?
Yeah, he was from Guam with promises of money. And many people never saw that money. And though they worked very hard.
So you go into this enterprise. Obviously, then we're talking about somebody who's got a lot of very, very intelligent and idealistic people that are going into this enterprise, perhaps with the desire to make it work financially for themselves, but also with the, you know, feeling, hey, we're going to give it our all because we're starting this thing.
Right.
And, you know, we, we can wait a little bit or we can do that. And then everybody gets screwed. Is
And
the
then
way
we waited
happens?
And waited and waited. And then American Express didn't really care how much I was waiting and they wanted to get paid. And but then the piece de resistance was not only was there not money, then they got a new, then that guy was gone. And then other people took over who thought maybe part of the problem wasn't just that there wasn't any money.
Right.
But that ideologically, humor shouldn't be part of the equation because it hadn't worked in the past.
That was their fix?
That was their fix. So
to
they
make
bring
it not
in,
funny.
No, wait, it's hilarious. To make it not funny. So they have a president that comes in, says, let's not make it funny. So the first show we're going to get rid of is Liz Winstead's show and replace it with, ding, 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 Jerry Springer.
Works. I remember reading about that.
So I was kind of like, wow, you know, I've made some career choices. The thing that I never thought would happen in my life was that either like Jenna Jameson or Jerry Springer would ever really derail me.
Right. And yet.
Different tracks.
Well, you know, really, seriously, I talked about that crappy show I watched last night.
Which one?
What is Jerry Springer has... I'm a
America's Got Talent.
Wait a minute, Jerry Springer. I think the same thing Liz does about Jerry Springer. I'm at Fenway Park the week of the Democratic National Convention. You've got the presidential candidate John Kerry sitting down like in the second row.
Sure.
And people there, and you've got I think Ted Kennedy was there, and these politicos are there. You see all these luminaries, and you know who gets people go. Badass about Jerry Springer walks through, and it's like you hit Jerry
on the pole.
Jerry.
And what was so weird, you
Jerry,
guys.
Jerry's hot.
What was weird was he was not for anybody who would like Jerry Springer. He wasn't that guy on the radio,
right?
And then anybody who wants intelligent talk isn't going to listen for Jerry Springer because they know what he does on TV. Right. He was a bore on the radio,
right?
And so it was kind of like it just didn't work either way.
That's
it was weird.
Bad. So he didn't stay doing that very long.
He was
long,
there
right?
a year.
He
and
was
then
there for a year.
And then the guy who decided to get rid of the comedy, he got fired because that was a real good idea.
I have to ask
and
you
then
this.
Jerry went along with. Yeah.
Is Al Franken a hump?
What do you mean a hump?
A hump. Is he difficult?
Oh, I don't know that term, but I like it.
A hump, a pain in the ass, a difficult guy, a stain.
You know what he is? He's
you know,
a guy.
I mean, I don't know, and I ask that question seriously because I don't know. I would just think sometimes when we interviewed him on the old Don and Mike show, he came in and he was very, very dry, and he was kind of Al Franken.
Humpy.
But that Al Franken thing is just what he does. That's the way
that's
it works.
Really good.
And the thing after that, I just wondered though if you're around him, did you have any contact with him?
I
at all?
I did. I mean, Al is really driven and self-contained, and he knows what he wants, and he surrounds himself with people who execute Al's vision.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's I don't know what you call that.
What is Al's vision?
You know, whatever that happens to be. You know,
okay, he doesn't have like a master plan then.
No, like
well, he's gonna. There are the rumors that he's gonna run for Senate.
No, he is running for Senate.
He is running for Senate, so that's his master plan.
So that
obviously.
Was his master plan now. But like, if for example, if he like his radio show, he knew exactly the people he wanted to bring in to do it. He formed a team. He was on his own island. You
researchers,
know, and he did his thing and researchers and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know, his Senate campaign, same thing. He knows what he wants to do. He knows how he wants to do it. So he's very. He's a hard nut to crack if you're not part of sort of Camp Franken of where he's at.
I see.
Okay.
And so that can be taken a whole bunch of ways.
I'm just curious. That was just a curiosity question.
No, sure.
So you co-create The Daily Show, and you're there for a while. That has to be. Are you blown away by the success of that show?
I feel it's
incredible.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's incredible. I'm thrilled and delighted. John is, first of all, awesome. He's a dear friend, and he's just done great, great work. And
funny, one of the funniest human beings
alive.
This
is the thing I want to say to you, Lizzie. If you never did anything else in your life, and you've done many other things, but if you never did anything else, you are the co-creator of what is still the smartest, funniest, hippest show on television.
What a nice thing to say.
Daily
he,
show.
Buzz, seriously. Buzz was more excited than anybody else about you coming. Mm-hmm. He lives on this show. He is addicted to this show.
It's a good show. Yeah.
He loves it. He constantly watches it, and
people needed it. Television needed it, and people have embraced it. It's great.
How do you feel with now that show, which you started? I guess I don't know your vision, but I would have guessed your vision was a comedy show.
It
has become a source for many people, their main source of news.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's crazy about that is I hear that a lot, and I say to myself, it's certainly true to a certain degree.
I think it's your main source of news if you're just, up to your ass in weed.
But don't you think you would?
I swear to God.
Works for me.
We know that, Buzz. But thank you.
But I think you wouldn't get the show unless you got your news from someplace else.
Right.
Because it's responding to a lot of news. Mm-hmm. But it's also, if you were to first get your news from someplace else, that would be real crazy. And you would think that Iraq was actually called Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia.
Yeah, exactly. So if you hear people walking around saying that war we're having in Mesopotamia, you'll know that they are getting their news.
I want to ask you about your show up in New York. It sounds like something that we tackle on this show all the time.
Yes.
Morning television shows. I mean, first of all, when you do an afternoon radio show, you watch these things every single morning, and we have a lot of fun, both on the national and the local level.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you get this, and now we're at ground zero for that right now because you've got the Olympics happening on the Today Show and all this stuff, and really some of the most vapid crap you're ever going to see some of these TV shows.
Well, it's so crazy, and for me, it was the third equation in the trifecta that hadn't been hit yet. Uh-huh. I mean, I counted up. And with, the HenFest, with The View, with HenTV and, Regis and Kelly and all that, there's 23
MTV.
Hours of morning show crap
that's not enough.
On every day. And so
I'm glad you include Regis and Kelly.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. And here's what I say. Hey, NBC, if you need a fourth hour of the Today Show, and that means you need to put Kathy Lee back on TV, that means you don't need a fourth hour of the Today Show.
Right.
That, A plus B equals listen, please. It's ridiculous.
Do you know what was on Regis and Kelly today?
Her husband.
Her husband, but you know what else?
I don't.
It was Mark Consuelos.
Oh,
her pretty husband.
Does he have a pet show or something?
Yes. I think that might be. I think who the hell is the other guy? He's on Broadway, and it pissed me off.
Oh,
he's
Mario
in a chorus line on Broadway.
Mario
Lopez was the headliner
but
in that show.
He's also pretty.
And that pissed me off. He's a pretty man. He's a pretty Latin man.
He is.
And,
he's
the
careless
show
Latin man.
Consuelos' show is Those Amazing Husbands. That's what he is.
Mark Consuelos, who has been in every USA Today movie, USA movie, USA Network.
I know, not without my daughter, not
on
without my
show.
Wife.
It was Mark Consuelos, who just drives me nuts when he's on that show with Kelly. And I think Kelly's pretty funny. I think she's actually very good.
Yeah.
Regis, can't hear the dinner bell, but it's fun to watch her with him. Mark Consuelos is on there, and the feature they have in the very opening segment is they are talking to their son, who seems to be 9 or 10 years old. Excuse me.
Oh, my.
Sorry, with a guest here. I didn't mean to do that.
Company,
drinking.
Mike.
And he is actually doing a cooking segment on the show, and they are so you have
the son is
you have Kelly Consuelos, Mark Consuelos, and they're talking to their kid,
kid.
Little
Javier.
Ricky.
I think Javier was his name. Isn't that his name? Javier
Joaquin.
I'm terribly sorry.
Very close.
I don't mean to. No, I'm sorry. It was Joaquin. It was. It sounded like Javier. Joaquin.
It
that's what
nothing
they had.
Like Javier.
I don't
they
know.
Both begin with J.
It was wonderful. I want to ask you more questions about your show in New York, but I do have to take a question about kilts first. Matthew from the great state of Virginia,
because
what can we do
focused.
For you?
Excuse us.
Matt.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, wake
Welcome
up. Come on
ADD
now.
ADD Radio.
How are you, Matt? I've been watching this guy, and he's going to talk. I mean, he's been there for like 35 minutes.
Very
yes, Matt.
Patient.
How are you?
Yes, go ahead. Get to it. Come on now. I'm embarrassed already.
All right. Well, I'm with Clan Scott. It's the Scottish clan. And there's
great. Good to hear it. Okay. So we were talking about your show in New York.
Yeah.
And it tackles primarily the morning shows.
Well,
you do kind of a fake morning show?
It's a fake morning show that does not comment on itself at all. So we are a morning show team that is based on a fake 24-hour network. So the only guests we ever have on are other anchors from other shows who have horrible information. So we have a guy that's like Wolf Blitzer who hosts a show called The Complication Room, where he just takes a simple topic and makes it complicated so you can go out and make uninformed choices and decisions. So he's on. That. We have another show called Barbarians at the Gate, which is this bloviating Lou Dobbs guy who's just a big racist. Yeah, we have our kind of version of Chris Hansen, and we have a show called Celebrity Predator. Celebrities who actually go on dates with women their own age. And
I'm liking this already.
I'm
going to New York to see this show.
And then we have the hottest newsbreak girl, who, you know, Lori Dewey is on Fox.
I do.
Okay,
absolutely.
She's the one who
blonde, correct?
Yeah, the news looks pretty coming out of her mouth.
Sure, yeah, right. Sure.
The news heaves from her bosom.
Yes.
So, and so she has these glossy lips, mm-hmm. and so she's kind of a combination of Nora O'Donnell and Lori Dewey. And right. so she gives these news breaks, and you can barely even understand what she's saying because it's just all about her boobs.
That's right. So is this a stage show?
It's a stage show that's also on the web.
It's okay.
Oh, so you can watch it on the web?
You can go and see it on the web. And it's really, the pieces are fun. We had an expert from Blackwater come on because he's got a new exercise tape called Extreme Waterboard Abs. So he shows us how to do that. Okay. And he's got a tape. I mean, it's really great.
So you have people coming, you put it on the web, and obviously you freshen it up a lot.
Every week it's new.
So it's brand new every single week.
What's the website?
The website is shootthemessengernyc.com. Remember the NYC. Yeah,
right.
Shoot
very
the Messenger.
Cool.
And we're taking it to the Republican convention for 3 nights, which will be really fun.
Well, I was going to ask you what your feelings were on Kathy Lee, but I think it goes without saying.
Oh, she's fantastic.
She's special.
You know,
isn't
what what she lacks in singing, she makes up for in hosting.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So that's terrific.
I think so.
Yeah.
And I guess they were splitting up today because I think Hoda was going to Beijing and Kathy Lee might have been going like on a vacation.
Well, they can't.
I have no idea. I literally have that on in the background. I don't pay. That is the 1 hour of the Today Show.
Kathy Lee wasn't the one going to China to see how her factories are doing.
Very good.
Well, I am so glad you're skewering morning TV. Mike, does 2 days ever go by that we don't call one another and complain about something?
It's
on the Today Show.
This week it was the Scottos.
Is horrible.
This week it was the Scottos,
the
who are the cooking family that they have, who are the professional muggers for the camera. You have never seen a family that does it better. They're always doing one of the things where they go, yeah.
Oh, it's so
the arms go out wide. Yeah, we're making veal marsala today. Yeah.
Well, and I love, too, the stretch of information. You know, the teases, you hear them. It's like, mm-hmm. is your pet breaking its chastity vows? We'll be back. You know? I mean, it's like they just make up stories, and it's like they don't give, and I don't know who writes the teases.
Right.
But they have no concept of when something's serious
right.
and then something's perky. So they'll go, we'll be right back with breast cancer survivors and Cajun cooking.
Like, they do that.
Whoa,
that's morning TV.
Something for everybody.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Your stand-up, do you do, obviously, when I think of The Daily Show, I think of Air America.
Yes.
I think of political satire.
Do
you do a lot of that kind of stuff?
I do political satire. It's like I always say, anybody who screws up who's in power, I take on. I have no allegiance to either candidate, although John McCain seems to be screwing up more.
Yeah, we tried to be political on this show. I mean, we like Barack Obama. We tried it for a while, but it's just, it's just not. The last straw was when I had that stained Dick Morris on. And,
you're kidding me.
No, it sucks.
Hot tub Dick?
Really.
I'm not saying a dirty thing.
Right.
Hot tub Dick.
Hot tub with a hooker.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, when you talk about Air America, and I'm all over the place here, but I'm getting back to what you were saying originally when they said, take the comedy out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think on one side of the aisle, you got to leave the comedy in it.
Oh, yes.
You know, you really do. Yeah. Let the other guys, do the whole thing where they're saying, this is my way. Mm-hmm. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I'm Rush Limbaugh. This is the way it's going to be. I don't think it works with the left side of the aisle when you get people coming in not being funny because, you got to laugh at it a little bit.
Well, it's crazy.
Not that we do that here because we really don't have that much. I mean, Buzz has an incredible agenda. It's basically, it's the Democratic Party and weed every effing day of my life. Every day. And what?
And swinging.
And swinging, yes, the swinging lifestyle. And of course, anti-God.
Oh, that's right.
We have that each and every day, too.
He hates my Lord.
But, I tried it. I tried, seriously. I mean, this show was born, really in its new incarnation, probably just the end of April, beginning of May. And I tried it, and I hated those
pontificating sons of bitches that want to hear the sounds of their own voices. It sucked. It sucked in totality, I don't do it anymore.
That's the whole thing. Somebody just needs to point out the hypocrisy through humor.
Right.
Why not? Anybody who falls in love with a candidate is a total loser. Don't sleep with them. Don't talk to them. Divorce them. They're politicians. They're dirtbags. I'm sorry. If you want to be in power, there's something wrong with you.
You have to really do everything that's required that's not nice to be to attain that level. Mm-hmm. With John McCain, the comedy potential is obvious. You know, you've got the old thing, and it's like, here I am, and he wanders around. With Barack Obama, it's a little tougher,
it's hard.
I would imagine, you know, because he does have kind of that he does have that presence about him right now.
He does have the presence,
and also you got the political correctness thing where you got to worry a little bit where you go when you're talking about Barack Obama. But I'm waiting for Barack Obama to do something that's really
silly.
Funny or silly or stupid.
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this, and he cannot, if he would just poke holes in himself, and like, I wish I could get a hold of the campaign. Like, they had to do funny bits for that stand-up comedy competition show. What's it called?
Last Comic Standing. His was not bad. Barack's
was
not
dumb.
Bad.
You know what? Bowling, shut up. If he was, if he would go, I'm Barack Obama, and I am the savior, I'd like you to know that I'm going to be your savior. And like, if he just poked holes in his own savior image, his Moses image, whatever they're doing.
He needs to.
But he doesn't do that. And it was really bizarre. I mean, it was really cool to see him on his international tour. But it also felt like it should have just been done with a film strip. And just news on the march. Barack Obama's in Berlin. The Blitzkrieg is happening. He is talking to the Luftwaffe in Germany.
But when
it really felt like I'm a little creeped out. Then
this
he went
is Berlin.
It's true. It's, you know, it's like, you know.
When you're catering to an electorate, though, that gets excited and changes their vote based on a Paris Hilton reference, don't you think they're not going to quite get the "Hi, I'm the Savior" joke? I mean, doesn't he have to play it a little stupid?
And Rob, I'm going to follow up on
that. It's a fair
because
question.
And this is I'm going to your Air America people here.
Yeah.
This is the knock that you get, and especially even when we're doing comedy ready, you get the knock from the liberal media.
Right.
I'm going to put the liberal media in the Air America camp.
Okay,
you get that. You know, you come across as too sanctimonious, and maybe just a little bit. I'm funnier. I'm smarter. And I get that. I get that when I watch who's the guy on MSNBC?
Oberman.
Keith Oberman. When I watch Keith Oberman, when I watch him, I feel that way. And I don't want to feel that way because I think a lot of what he has to say has value. And I think a lot of what is said by some of these left-wing commentators has value. But it frustrates me because I understand when the right says, oh, you think you're this. And you do get Rush Limbaugh pandering to the lowest common denominator and preying on these people that are filled with hate. I believe all of that. But I just wish we wouldn't have as much, you know, I'm smarter, I'm sharper than you are. And sometimes I feel that way.
Yeah.
I hate to get heavy.
Well,
I'm going to have another beer so I'm not
see,
heavy.
See, what I think – I think what happens is there's so few left people from the left, like on radio or doing commentary, right?
You're right about that.
That you get, you don't really get that kind of funny, interesting person that comes. Rachel Maddow is really amazing. She is a very smart, funny woman.
Does she also come on TV occasionally?
Yeah, she's on TV all the time.
I think I've seen her. She's very, very energetic, very sharp, very quick.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's harder to be funny than it is to just play it straight serious and play the party line.
But you don't want to be the hammer, 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 hammer. And the bottom line is that you shouldn't. I just don't care what your ideology is.
Bingo.
If you're going to commentate, you shouldn't be playing any party line.
You're right.
You should be speaking truth to power.
And that's what you know they do on The Daily Show, and that's the way it ought to be.
Right.
We've solved that problem.
Yes.
All right, you want to stay for one more segment,
sure.
or maybe two, and then we'll get you drunk and you'll stay for the rest of the show.
Dear.
I want to talk about some controversies in your life. I want to ask you about the whole Craig Kilborn thing, if you can talk about that. We are with Liz Winstead, co-creator of The Daily Show. She will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and tomorrow night. For info and tickets, go to ArlingtonDraftHouse.com. We will be right back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.